This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Worst mass shooting incidents in New Zealand in decades, carried out at two mosques and killing 49 people, injuring dozens of others.
Now classified as a terrorist event.
The police commissioner in the city of Christchurch, Mike Bush, says while four people are in custody, one has been charged.
A male in his late 20s has been charged with murder.
Just before the shootings, one of the alleged attackers posted a link to a manifesto filled with anti-immigrant sentiment, and one of the attacks appears to have been live-streamed on social media. 12 Senate Republicans line up with Democrats, slapping down the president's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border. The resolution had also cleared the House previously, so it goes to the president's desk where he's promised to veto it. And this is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you. The all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Students around the world are planning to skip school today for the Climate Change Day of Action. The movement started when a Swedish teenager sat before her country's parliament last year, holding signs concerning rising temperatures and natural disasters. The protests today may be the largest yet, as over 1,600 events are scheduled in more than 100 countries, including the United States. Rockets fired into Israel from Gaza. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
The sound of air raid sirens going off in Israel after rockets fired at the populated city of Tel Aviv. The Israeli military believes the Iron Dome air defense system may have intercepted at least one rocket fired from the Gaza Strip, which is controlled by Hamas terrorists. No one hurt.
Remember, you can catch us online on our newly designed website, usaradio.com.
We alarm our houses. And we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/free alerts. Limitations apply.
News now from Capitol Hill, where Acting Secretary of Defense Patrick Shanahan testifying before the Senate Armed Services Committee about growing threats from China. USA Radio's John Clemens with the very latest.
That testimony during budget hearings on Capitol Hill included the Pentagon's concerns of the military advances being made by China in recent years.
China's defense spending approaches that of the United States when we take into account purchasing power and the portion of our budget going to military pay and benefits. That, coupled with China's organized approach to steal foreign technology, has allowed China to modernize its missile, space, and cyber capabilities, as well as project power far beyond its borders.
I'm John Clemens.
Changing gears now to television and a report. ABC about to bring back two classic popular game shows. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
From Television City in Hollywood, it's Card Sharks.
A report from Vulture says the network is going to reboot Card Sharks as well as Press Your Luck this spring, and that hour-long episodes are already being recorded. The two shows have been off the air for years, but they've enjoyed renewed popularity as reruns on the Game Show Network. ABC has not announced time slots for the shows. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Last time, our champion had just won another match.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. Lots to talk about, and we've got just the right group of people to share, some inside information and smart stuff for you to make you all the more brilliant as a result. Bruce Kaufman starts off this hour with us. Bruce is an award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. Hey, Bruce, always good to have you with us. How you doing? No pressure, buddy.
I'm doing great, Bill, and I just want to share with your listeners that tomorrow is your birthday, and I want to wish you a happy birthday a day early.
Well, that's very kind of you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And, and across our new network, Radio America has been able to secure some 43 additional affiliates for us over the weekend. So it'll be good fun for them to get them involved in the family here. And especially with what we've got to talk about here, Bruce. So thank you for leading off. And, of course, one of our favorite founders, too, Madison, his birthday.
Yes, that's how I know it's your birthday, Bill, because it's the same day as James Madison was born, March 16th in 1751. The one founder who, in my opinion, and I know you share that opinion, is overlooked, underappreciated. He was the person who is responsible for two of the three documents on which our nation is founded, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
Exactly. And again, my heart has always been, Bruce, that we need to stay connected to these documents. I was really touched with the stories of Charles Krautheimer on the 4th of July. You and I may have talked about this, is what he would do. He'd have friends over, and they would take turns in the middle of the party, a 4th of July celebration, and they would go about reading different parts. They would read the Constitution in its entirety, but each would take a section. And, I'll tell you, what a tradition. And when I talked with his son Daniel, Daniel had said that he hopes to carry on that tradition as well.
Yeah, and then Daniel is the one who edited the latest collection of his columns and did a wonderful job.
Right, exactly. And so this is something that we learn, and we pass on, to others that, your 4th of July, and I say commemorative memorial times of the year, of the calendar, whether it's 4th of July, Memorial Weekend, Labor Day, anytime, Veterans Day, we can get together. Why not spend a few minutes, read the Constitution, because heaven knows there is such a blight of understanding of this. And, of course, you brought it out in this week's quote of the week from Ronald Reagan that says that if we forget what we did, we won't know who we are. I am warning of an eradication of the American memory that could result ultimately in an erosion of the American spirit. Wow.
Absolutely the case, Bill.
And that really echoes to this day, especially in light of, this conversation. And I'm not afraid of the conversation about socialism. Socialism can stand on its own facts, and certainly capitalism on its own. I strongly believe, and the evidence is there to support, that I cannot find a better form of economic power and system like the capitalism system.
That's because there isn't a better one. There is not that. I mean, the record on socialism, we don't have to go into that because everybody knows it. Venezuela, the Soviet Union, you name it, it hasn't worked. China is the perfect example. The Chinese finally realized, okay, we're going to keep our, from a political standpoint, we're going to keep our, basically our dictatorship. But if we're going to survive in the next century, we're going to have to change our economy. And they did. And the Chinese economy now is far more capitalist than it was communist or socialist back in the day. And look at China today. Look at how prosperous a nation that has become.
Yeah, and the other thing that people are forgetting here, and you say that everybody knows it, but except for Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders and some of the Democratic hopefuls running for the 2020 election who are moving more towards socialism. I mean, you've got Hickenlooper, the governor of Colorado, saying, well, you know, when he was asked, hey, are you a capitalist? He says, I'm not sure I would put that at the top of the list.
Right.
So, you know, to your point, and certainly what we're seeing coming out of a lot of colleges these days is an indoctrination of socialism over capitalism. And you go, wait a minute, these are supposed to be smart professors. They should know better. How do they abandon history to teach something, you know, that has been absolutely devastating? Not to mention, even the Chinese are, you know, the Chinese on the surface do not seem like very happy people. And I think part of the reason is because of the oppression. You know, they're not really free, even though they're getting maybe a slight taste of democracy. You know, happiness is a bedrock of democracy. When you have the liberty to be the best you that you can be, and have a government out of the way, but that supports, you know, your ambitions and, you know, your giftings and talents. I know that America is not perfect and it's gotten in the way. And look what's happened, you know, even since we got a little bit of taste of it with Barack Obama. You know, we were a regulation nation with all these regulations. And Donald Trump came in and said, hey, my goal is to, for every new regulation, we're going to eliminate two. Well, now the ratio is like 22-1. And with each lifting of regulation, you see the happiness quotient. They call it enthusiasm here. I guess the pollsters do. But the happiness ratio in this country has risen as a result, Bruce.
Yeah, it absolutely has, Bill, because the capitalist system is one of free markets, and the more government regulations you have that impose themselves upon the free markets, free enterprise, the less the system is going to work. And on socialism, okay, we are, and I've written about this, we are a nation of laws. Right. I wrote a column which I pointed out that all these kids who think socialism and communism and all of that are great. We have a nation of laws. You're accused of a crime in this country. You have so many protections before you are found guilty of that crime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In the Soviet Union, Joseph Stalin had his show trials. All right, in which millions of people were murdered when the trial was either a show trial or they had no trial. Okay, and here's what they were accused of, and these are legally provable crimes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Foreign agents, counter-revolutionaries, enemies of the people, enemies of the state. Those are the things that got sent them to death or to prison for 40 years. In America, you have a presumption of innocence. You have all kinds of legal safeguards. They're spelled out in the Bill of Rights. That's the difference between a democratic republic and a socialist country.
And what we have to watch is we have to be vigilant about the process and due process of law. I mean, what is coming up and on display in our country is that there seems to be two sets of law, one for the left and one for the right. If you are conservative, you seem to get blasted and you can't pass go, collect $200, and straight to jail you go. If you are on the left, then merrily you roll along, it seems, Bruce.
Yeah, somewhat. I mean, the law is the law, Bill, and you are going to, even whether you're a Democrat, whether you're a conservative or liberal, you still enjoy your legal protections. But in the court of public opinion, that's where you have your biggest problem if you're a conservative as opposed to a liberal.
Well, but unfortunately, some of this is playing out, and I have no problem with Lady Justice being blind, but she has to be maintained that way and honored in that regard, which the Bill of Rights clearly states. Right now, I think the sentiment in our country is that Lady Justice, maybe one of her eye patches is open or something. I don't know. Just
right,
saying.
Right.
Okay, we're going to talk Alexander Hamilton when we come back, and also Abe Lincoln and the Emancipation Proclamation with our historian expert. We're going to take advantage of his genius, as we do from time to time. We're so grateful for one Bruce Kaufman right here on Bill Martinez Live, just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The truth. The whole truth. And nothing but the truth.
Thank God Almighty! We are free at last!
Bill Martinez, live.
As I mentioned, I want to welcome our expanded family of listeners on the Radio American Network. If Bill Martinez Live is new to you, you should know that we're live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Fresh and independent, committed to going beyond the 8-second sound bites in pursuit of the truth, no matter where it leads. Make sure you check out BillMartinezLive.com for all the details. And thank you for joining in. We have a country to save. Hey, Bruce, as we were talking earlier, about the country and, of course, now the 2020 elections. I mean, yet so far away, but, man, you think it's like tomorrow the way, you know, we've got declarations of candidates, especially for the Democratic Party. And I would say the one litmus test consistent with the quote of the week from Ronald Reagan is that you should ask yourself, with any of the policies that are being presented, are you going to be more free or less free as a result of those policies? Because at the very core of our Constitution, Declaration of Independence, it's about freedom. Land of the free, home of the brave. I mean, what are the propositions? What are the policies that are being presented here? And
yeah, I mean, you're right, Bill. I mean, we are talking about, I mean, I've lost track of how many people are now running for president on the Democrat side, but in general, these people are not supporters of the kind of country that our founding fathers created. Mm-hmm. They are progressives, and the progressives have basically been at war with the founding fathers' philosophy since the turn of the 20th century.
Mm-hmm. I'd say from day one, Bruce.
Yep.
Really, because that's always going to happen no matter what. You make a declaration, you're going to have an opposing force. And yep. It's just that the force of freedom was so powerful that it could take a stand. And here we are 240 some years later, and we're still standing. And so are the progressives chipping away, doing everything they can. And along the way through history, they've had their opportunity to bring their theories into the marketplace. And guess what's happened? They've been proven wrong. But they say, oh, well, not exactly. We needed more time and more money, and we'd have proven to you that it works, right?
That's exactly the progressive philosophy, Bill. If it hasn't worked, it's because we didn't throw enough money at it, mm-hmm. and we need more time for it to happen. But, yeah, but the progressive philosophy is basically you're chipping away at the freedoms that the founding fathers created and buried into our government. Mm-hmm. So now, instead of us as humans making our own choices about our lives, the government is going to make our choices for us. Mm-hmm. The government is going to take over our lives. The government is going to care for us. The government is going to make us all equal as opposed to all free. That is the philosophy of the progressives, that everybody has to be equal. It doesn't matter if you don't have equal talents, capacity for hard work, any of those things. What matters is, in the end, the government makes us all equal. That is the basic, when you come down to the basic progressive philosophy, and that is a terrible philosophy.
Without a doubt. Let's talk Emancipation Proclamation, speaking of liberty. What motivated Abe Lincoln truly to issue it?
Well, number one was his hatred of slavery, which he'd hated all his life. But number two, Bill, is he finally saw this as a way to help him win the war. The Emancipation Proclamation was issued in January of 1863 when the war had not gone well for the Union. And he thought, okay, if I emancipate the slaves, all right, once they learn that they're free, they're going to abandon the plantations and farms in the South that they've been working on against their will and head north to freedom. Mm-hmm. And it might be possible for us to take advantage of those people by putting them in a support capacity in the Army, or actually making them soldiers in the mm-hmm. Union Army. If anybody remembers the movie Glory, that's what that was all about.
Exactly.
The slaves, once they learned they were free, they headed north, they joined the Union Army to fight for the eventual freedom of all of them, and, you know, forever in perpetuity.
Mm-hmm.
So that,
now, go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to ask if that was inspired by Alexander Hamilton, because years earlier, as you write, Hamilton had cast this idea, right?
Yes, he wrote a letter to John Jay, who was a fellow founding father, in 1779, in the middle of the American Revolution, and he said, this is 84 years before Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation, and he said to Jay in this letter, why don't we offer the slaves their freedom if they help us fight the American Revolution? As he said to Jay in the letter, the slaves would earn their freedom with their muskets.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, and he had three reasons for doing this. One, Hamilton did not think that the black man was far mentally inferior to the white man.
Mm-hmm.
And he was accused, this idea became widespread, he was accused, okay, slaves are, they're slaves.
Mm-hmm.
They're servants. They have no independent thinking. They're subservient. They don't mm-hmm. think for themselves. They just follow orders. Well, yeah, they just follow orders because that's what slaves do.
Right.
But as Hamilton pointed out, okay, in an army you want soldiers to have unswerving loyalty to their officers and to unswervingly obey their officers' commands. So in this case, that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then he said, here's the second reason why we should do this, because if we don't free the slaves, the British, our enemies, are going to free the slaves. And sure enough, later that year in 1779, the British attacked the South in the hope of splitting the South and the North.
Mm-hmm.
And they issued proclamation after proclamation saying to the Southern slaves, if you abandon those farms you're working and join the British Army, we will free you after the war. And many, many, many slaves did just that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, it would only make sense. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This is practical. This is military practicality.
Right.
Finally, Hamilton and Jay, they both thought slavery was an abomination. They were the co-founders of the New York Manumission Society, which was dedicating to freeing the slaves. So Hamilton wrote to Jay and said, we can kill two birds with one stone here. We will be freeing the slaves in reward for them helping us win the American Revolution. It was
exactly.
a brilliant idea. It did precede Lincoln by 84 years. Whether Lincoln ever read about that, I don't know. But it was the same theory. Unfortunately, this was 1779, not 1863, and very little came of Hamilton's proposal. But approximately 5,000 slaves who were freed in the North did join the Continental Army, and they did contribute to us winning the American Revolution.
Exactly. And what it proved to those that thought, you know, the slaves weren't smart enough. They were slaves. They're, you know, they're subservient. They're less thans. What it proved to people, it gave them a practical application that, wait a minute, these are our fellow human beings. I mean, they're smart people. We already had black entrepreneurs, you know, throughout America. You know, concurrent with slavery. So even though you had slavery, I mean, you had people being very successful, people of color being very successful. And so it's interesting that we have this, you know, this parallel existence that's taken place, and we ignore how successful people of color were in this country during that period of time during slavery. So we're a basket case as a country, you know, trying to deal with these opposite parallels, right?
Yeah, exactly. And the movie Glory, by the way, not only were they were brave.
Mm-hmm.
The 54th
yes.
Massachusetts, which is what that movie is about, one of the members of the 54th Massachusetts became the first black soldier to win a congressional, to earn, sorry, you don't say win, to earn a Congressional Medal of Honor.
Right.
So they were, I mean, black people, you know, not back then because they didn't have the rights, they didn't have it, but there's no difference between us. We're all the creatures of God. We're
mm-hmm.
all, you know,
yes.
there are people, white people who are smarter than black people who are smarter than white people. You give us all the same opportunities in life, and we are all going to, in one way or the other, do our very best to achieve whatever it is we are setting out to do with our lives, regardless of the color of our skin.
Well, Bruce, we have been talking about this for a long period of time, and I keep wondering when we will get to that point where we can truly live, you know, what Martin Luther King expressed, that we would not be judged by the color of our skin, but by the content of our character. And, you know, the sentiment, the growing sentiment, and I think it makes those that have industrialized, you know, this victimhood and, you know, this prejudice industry, and that has allowed this division to occur. I think some of those walls are starting to come down. It's making them nervous. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right, Bill. Absolutely. Yeah. We are not a tribal country, okay? We are not based, again, we're not a tribal. We're not based on the color of our skin. We are all Americans. It's e pluribus unum.
Yes.
So that's essentially what we are.
Yes, exactly. With the many come one, because we're focused on the one thing. The one thing is the great American experiment and all that it embodied. We're so grateful for our founding fathers. Bruce Kaufman on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Bruce. This is Bill Martinez, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit BillMartinezLife.com for products like Lumines from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products by renowned physicians to help with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa, Janessa's medical advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Janessa products come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See it all for yourself at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Janessa banner. Why not start today to live, feel, and be young again?
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The worst mass shooting incidents in New Zealand in decades, carried out at two mosques and killing 49 people, injuring dozens of others.
Now classified as a terrorist event.
The police commissioner in the city of Christchurch, Mike Bush, says while four people are in custody, one has been charged.
A male in his late 20s has been charged with murder.
Just before the shootings, one of the alleged attackers posted a link to a manifesto filled with anti-immigrant sentiment, and one of the attacks appears to have been live-streamed on social media. 12 Senate Republicans line up with Democrats, slapping down the president's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border. The resolution had also cleared the House previously, so it goes to the president's desk where he's promised to veto it. And this is USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, whether it's millennials or not, it's all Americans. You got to know that this is your time. Even as President Trump said at the last State of the Union, of the choices that you have, why not? Why not choose greatness? You know, what have you got to lose? I'm Bill Martinez, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. This portion of the show being brought to you by Janessa that delivers the goods to help you look young, feel young, and live young. Why not find out more at BillMartinezLive.com? Click on the Janessa banner to discover amazing energy, nutrition, hair, and skin care products. Well, have you noticed what's been going on with CNN Wolf Blitzer's Situation Room? Kind of amazing. Been a week-long promo for Dem Investigations. Spent the past week using his evening show as a platform for Democratic lawmakers to plug their numerous investigations of President Trump. Now, a Blitzer is not a name that immediately springs to mind when one thinks of biased or outlandish statements from CNN journalists, but maybe that's changing. However, the many interviews he's conducted with politicians on the Hill tell a story of bias through careful and deliberate framing of facts. This, according to MRC, they looked at 10 interviews that Wolf conducted with lawmakers, all Democrats, not a Republican, you know, all Democrats, 10 interviews. So it was Investigations Week on the Wolf Blitzer show. And throughout those 10 interviews, he asked only three questions that suggested the numerous House investigations into the president might be partisan or politically motivated. Okay, three questions in that whole week. The remaining 86 investigation-related questions either accepted the importance of these inquiries or else pressed Democrats to go even further in their oversight role. Now, is this what the media is supposed to be doing? Or is it just supposed to be calling balls and strikes? See, this is what we're losing along the way. And when the media abdicates its critical position and its needed position for we the people, this is what we get. where 90, over 90% of the reporting on the President of the United States is negative. And, you know, I got to tell you, for me, with my business background and having, you know, built teams over the years, you always want people to be, you know, unified, because you can get so much more done when everybody's on the same page and we're all working together and we're moving forward. But that is not happening in our country today. You know, think about all the money that we are spending, over $4 trillion for this government, and we've got people fussing and fighting. Now, if you were in charge, you would take them and say, look, you need to get your acts together. Let's get on the same page here. Realize we've got a country to save. We're spending a lot of money. This isn't about politics, or even though it is, but this is about moving this country truly forward, if that's what you say it's about. And, you know, here it is. We've got a businessman in the Oval Office who knows about, you know, about fixing problems. I mean, this is what business people do. We come up with solutions. And this is what President Trump has done. You know, as we mentioned earlier with Bruce Kaufman, the regulations that were stifling this country were, you know, were just incredible. And President Trump says, hey, look, we're going to, for every regulation that new regulation comes in, because we think it needs to be there, we got to eliminate two. That's the goal. Well, they saw that in that process, with a 2-to-1 ratio, now we're up to 22-to-1 ratio. What does that tell you about the encumbrance of all these regulations that have been taking place? Well, Curtis Hout joins us now, and I've been looking forward to having this conversation with Curtis. Curtis is the managing editor of Newsbusters, and he is the one that, you know, was counting all these reports that were going on in the Wolf Blitzer show. You know, Curtis, just more of the same, right?
Right, exactly. It's more of the same. And it was an important study for us to do because Wolf Blitzer airs from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
So it airs during the same window that the network evening newscasts air in the Eastern Central Time Zone. So that's kind of why we wanted to take a look at it. And Wolf Blitzer, you know, when people think of news anchors at CNN for the last 2 decades plus, they think of Wolf Blitzer.
Yes.
So we want, and we just, a lot of us just have it on in the background, and like a lot of studies at Newsbusters, we kind of have a hunch about something, and then we go actually time it out. We're like, yeah, we were right. Oh yeah, wow. You know. And you laid it out so well that it's just, it's so interesting. He brings on, you know, a couple of different Democrats, members of Congress, and he just kind of throws them out like, well, what about this? What about that? You know, he just kind of pulls on different strings, kind of, or poking the bear, so to speak, just trying to get more information, trying to ask leading questions about this president. In terms of investigations into him, and it just goes on and on and on,
right.
And it's such a predictable formula for this guy, for someone who's supposed to be such an iconic journalist. It's kind of embarrassing.
Well, sadly, it's not only Wolf Blitzer, it's the entire network, because anytime I go to the network, it's hard-pressing to find, and these are, on the surface, Curtis, I got to tell you, these are smart people. But they have really gone, you know, hook, line, and sinker into this narrative of, hey, we all hate Trump. We're going to do everything we can. But what they misunderstand is there's 63 million people that voted for this president. And even in spite of all their negative news, if anything, what they're doing is motivating and really setting the hook even deeper for those that believe in Trump, because they see the arguments that come about. Because even their negative arguments, Curtis, if there was substance to it, I'd say, wow, you know, they've got something there. I mean, I don't like it, but they've got I don't get the substance. I mean, I hear, you know, the gal, remember the Wendy's commercial? Where's the beef? Where's the beef? You know, that's what I keep hearing from them. It's like, you know, when they go on and, you know, they go down this road and it's like, give me something of substance, you know. Make me grateful that I'm glad I tuned in to CNN for a moment to get something of value, right?
Right. I mean, I guess that's too much to ask at this point. But, you know, here we are. No, I think it's an important point. You know, with CNN, you're in a situation where people who are supposedly news anchors and not pundits are staring into a camera every night and whining about how much they hate Trump.
Right.
That's Anderson Cooper, Chris Cuomo, Don Lemon, you know, all day long. How's the camera on everybody? that's their thing. You know, there was a chyron yesterday in the 1 p.m. hour about the emergency declaration vote said that said it to embarrass Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Like they want you to take them seriously as a news network, and they pull stuff like this. And two nights ago at a First Amendment awards dinner, the RTDN Foundation press awards, they gave the main award to CNN and Jeff Zucker and Carl Bernstein. Carl Bernstein came up and talked about the First Amendment and how journalists have almost unlimited power when it comes to the first to being able to do their jobs. Zucker, again, of course, accusing Trump of, you know, pretty much putting journalists' lives in danger.
Mm.
It's just these tired tropes that just go over and over again, and it shows why people in this day and age, in the Trump era, Trump supporters and conservatives have more of a visceral dislike of CNN than MSNBC.
Mm-hmm.
We know what's going on over there. We know who Rachel Maddow is. We know who Brian Williams is. We know who Chris Matthews is. We know who Joe and Mika are, even though they don't know who they are.
Right.
But with CNN, they try to pretend that they're this objective pro-truth. They are journalists. And
well, I wonder when they hear of what MRC is doing, Newsbusters, and, you know, clocking the negative reporting, you know, and for somebody even like Bernstein, who was once a qualified journalist, you know, what does he think? Does he think that MRC, and conservatives are just a bunch of loons, that, the timing of all the negative reporting, that isn't even considered, it's just totally rejected?
The thing goes, it's the same with fact checking. You know, they just, their argument is Trump says more things that are false, you know, than everyone else. So we need more time to correct them.
Right. So, why pick on us, right? Well, again, as we were saying earlier, look, we have a country to save, and we're better unified than divided. But it is the media that continues to put us in our various corners, all so that they could divide and conquer. But as Bruce Kaufman said, it's still about e pluribus unum, and we've got to find a reason to come together, which is this great American experiment. Curtis Houck, always, thank you so much. He is the managing editor of Newsbusters.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLife.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Perhaps we can arrange a meeting.
Your opinion really does matter.
A new age have begun.
Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
We're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like us. Every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Dr. Ted Baer joins us now, founder, publisher of Movie Guide, and we've got lots to catch up with him. It's been way too long since we've had a chance to talk. Ted, I thought I'd talk to you at least over the phone before we see each other face-to-face at NRB in Anaheim the end of the month.
Well, this is a lot easier because the NRB, although we'll be in the same building,
yes,
is so hectic and so spread out. And I remember sitting there the last time and two people, I was trying to prepare for the interview with you,
yes,
and two people were talking about your show and talking about how they were opening up a time slot, and I said, they should be paying you big money because you do the best show.
Oh, you're awesome. Thank you so much.
I still contend. You know, my father was a movie star, and then,
yes,
but he was on Broadway. He did radio and all that. But, you know, that's what they do. They pay actors. They pay reporters. They pay people. So, you know, I'm looking for a different model for Christian communication. So now I'm on the Hallmark Channel, and now the Movie Guide Awards are on the Reels Channel. We're editing that version today.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of work, but it's good because they compensate you for all the
work.
Yes,
exactly. Well, how exciting to be on the Hallmark Channel. Now, what can we look forward to?
Well, the Hallmark Channel has occurred already.
Yes.
So I'm sorry to say that. But it's coming up on the Reels Channel, which is one of our favorite places because we get to edit the show as uplifting moments. So what movies will uplift your family? What movies will uplift your career? What movies will uplift your world? And, of course, what movies will uplift your eternal life, you know,
exactly,
the rest of your life, your future. So we get to put the movies into a storyline. And actually, it was so good that the Producers Guild of America last year said, we want to consider it for a Producers Guild program.
Mm.
We didn't win the program. It was probably somebody else. But it gives it a different spin. So if you get the Reels Channel on Easter Sunday, watch it on Easter Sunday afternoon. Go to movieguide.org to find out more. And the Hallmark program, they may replay it during the year, but they called me yesterday and said they wanted to do it for years to come.
Wow,
so we hope that's going to happen. You know, there's many a slip twixt the cup and the lip, so you don't.
Well, but we keep fighting the good fight, Dr. Baer, and we always appreciate that. And especially when you get a chance to bless people and uplift them, as you say. My old mentor in Los Angeles radio that I was honored to work with for, you know, several years, he used to always say, he'd say to me, Bill, every time you open up the microphone, your job is to elicit a positive emotional response. And to me, that word
of encouragement. Chuck Bloor, you might remember that famous name. I still hold him in high regard. I believe he was one of the best program directors, certainly, that I ever worked with and for, and just an awesome, awesome gentleman. And I have taken those words to transition not only what I do on the air, but aspects of my life that, you know, I want to bless people. You know, I want them to feel like because of knowing them or having some particular contact, that they're all the better for it. And that when it's time to say goodbye, we each miss a little sunshine as a result. And I always feel that way about you, Ted. You know, whenever we're together, you're just such a blessing. And I always, you know, when we have times, intermittent times to get together, I go, gosh, why can't we get together more often? But, you know, because of the time difference, it's a little bit of a challenge. But today we're able to make this work out. So I appreciate that. Ted, before we get into Captain Marvel and some of the reviews on Movie Guide, I want to talk about what's happening not that far away from you there, particularly at SC, and that has to do with the student admissions fraud. You know, and this has included some celebrities who've been arrested, right?
Well, you know, I used to be, but my parents were stars, so your father always tells you when you're come out of the entertainment industry, go to law school, they'll make your life better, you know. So I went to NYU Law School, and I worked at the U.S. Attorney's Office, and then I got sucked back into the entertainment industry because it's a black hole. He's capturing you.
Right.
You know, I've been on the side of prosecutors, and, you know, every case is not decided until it goes to court. Let me tell you, you can't prejudge what's going on here, and you can't prejudge who's right or wrong and whether the salesman was just a super slick or whether the people were actually, you know, seeking to manipulate the system. And let me give you one more caveat, that schools should be able to take donations from anybody they want, and they should be able to admit anybody they want, and nobody should be telling them who to admit from the government. And the problem we've gotten into is the government's tentacles have gotten so big because ever since Lyndon Johnson, you know, they're giving so many loans. And my son, who also went to law school and was with the U.S. Attorney's Office, you know, $500,000, $1 million in loans, you're going to kill it. And it's very serious. And schools have become, to a large degree, have bent to become more cash registers. When I went to Dartmouth, which was an Ivy League school, in 1965 and to 69, my father had gone to Dartmouth. One of his classmates was head of admissions. There were two people in admissions, Bill. There were only 10% of the whole faculty was administration. Now, for Dartmouth, and I'm sure it's more for Harvard because I was just taking my wife to a doctor back there, it's 60-70% of administration. And what are they doing all day long? They're applying for loans. They're applying for, they become cash cows. And so the whole system is skewed. I was head of a department at Berkeley, head of a department at City University of New York. What I tell students is go to the school that's best for you. You know, if you go to Harvard Business School, you're going to get into middle management. If you go to, let's say, Wharton, you're going to be a good entrepreneur. If you go to Tuck, you're going to be able to start a small business. So what? Why not think about the place that fits what you want to do? For instance, you know, they now call it Grand Canyon. It used to be called Thunderbird. It was the first international business school.
I didn't go to business school, but
if you want to go to business school, go to Thunderbird. You don't go to, and the other schools have copied it, but they don't specialize in it. So people are buying these degrees and cheating because they think the name means something, and then they send their son or daughter off to someplace. One of my Hollywood friends sent their daughter off to Brown. She didn't take one course in history. She took all courses in art, which is her specialty. And afterwards she said, I miss so much because these schools have just become catering to the lowest common denominator. Let's stop it. Let's get government out of the system. Let's get the cheating out of the system. Let's get people to say, I don't need to send my kid across the country to Yale, where half my family went, just to be brainwashed.
Right.
I need them to understand, what do they want? If they want to go into, let's say, marine biology, now this is somebody who was head of a department at Berkeley talking, go to University of San Diego. It's got the best department in marine biology in the United States. So you don't go across the country to Yale to study marine biology.
And see, ladies and gentlemen, this is a freebie for you from Dr. Ted Baer that you're getting right now. So what you're telling me, in lieu of following the money, we just follow the accountants, right?
We follow the accountants. And we have to break the spell, guess what I'm saying, of privilege, and break the spell that the name means more. I mean, I understand, in Hollywood you're a star, your name means a lot, and I understand Harvard means a lot. But the truth of the matter is, it doesn't mean that much 10 years out. Right. And if you look at the Forbes list of the billionaires, most of them didn't graduate from college. We all know Steve Jobs didn't graduate from college, and Bill Gates, et cetera. But most of them went to technical schools. A lot of them went to University of Texas, to Texas A&M. So why are we so obsessed? And the obsession with this unique situation is going to backfire on everybody, and it's doing it right now.
Yeah, well, maybe like you said, we'll be able to draw something positive out of this, Ted, and that is that to realize that again, as one of my old mentors used to say to me, Bill, your charm is only as good as your bottom line. So, are you delivering the goods or not? Right.
Right, and they don't deliver the goods in everything. They're not all things to all people, and none of these people should have been doing this. But I understand the temptation is great. And, you know, one Hollywood prayer website was saying, look at these people. Some of them are Christians. Well, no man is righteous. No, not one.
That's right. Exactly.
Let's get off that high, let's try to help the system to improve
so people
go to the right place.
Yep, exactly. I'm with you on that. I want to talk to you about a couple of movies. One that's coming out next week, Unplanned, the Abby Johnson story. Have you had a chance to see that yet?
Oh, I saw it in the beginning, and Chuck and Carrie, who produced it and directed, are good friends of mine. They're wonderful people. Unplanned is arguably one of the best issue movies that ever been made. It's dramatic. It's powerful. It hits all the right plug. You know, Chuck and Carrie, who produced it and wrote it, have been in the television industry, the secular side. They came to the Movie God Awards, said, wow, we can exercise our faith. And then they did God Not Dead 1, and they are very good writers. So Unplanned is extremely well made.
Right.
My only concern is that the MPAA
gave it
an R rating on it.
Yeah, exactly.
And I've argued for other movies. I argued for Left Behind, which was not a great movie. This is a great movie, Unplanned. And I said, look, they can't even afford blood in the movie. What are you giving it an R rating?
Right.
So they took it down to a PG-13. But a lot of Christians will be scared by the rating. They weren't for the passion, and they shouldn't be for this. There's no foul language. There's no nudity. There's no overt sexual content. It's a well-made movie, and it's a movie that everybody can relate to because we get ensnared.
Exactly.
You know, the people in Hollywood got ensnared. You think you're going in the right direction, and suddenly you find out that she goes in and holds the ultrasound and finds out this is not what she thought it was, that the baby is alive and trying to get away.
And that's why it was rated R, right, for violence. Well, Ted, we're out of time. I look forward to the next time we get together. Hopefully it's not 12 months, okay?
Okay, God bless you.
Take care. God bless.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon.